Live from the Palazzo Broadcast Studio in Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo Las Vegas, this is Game Night.
Game Night here on SB Nation Radio. So, whenever you say a Diaz brother, marijuana, and USADA, it's a story, right? So let's cycle back to Saturday night and what happened post-fight Saturday night. Now, Nate Diaz got his face rearranged by Conor McGregor, and he was highly bruised, both eyes severely swollen, broken nose, it looked like, cuts everywhere. But Nate Diaz is Nate Diaz, and he is highly likable. It's really hard to dislike Nate Diaz. You cannot question his heart. You can't question his work ethic. You can't question the guy's toughness by any means. So he gets up there on stage, and he's doing the press conference. Highly relaxed, going through just a lot of really funny lines, calling out different people. He's angry that there's an American Brazilian jiu-jitsu coach that went over to help Conor McGregor. So he was like, I'm going to get that bleeping bleep for doing that, for helping Conor McGregor out with his Brazilian jiu-jitsu. But that didn't really matter because the fight never went to the ground. But in terms of, I guess, some of the blocking of the takedowns could be considered, you know, some BJJ. But it is a breaking news story as to what happened involving Nate Diaz and a e-cig that I thought it was an e-cig. And he took two drags right on stage, right on camera in front of the entire media, and exhaled. And I thought, okay, this dude's smoking tobacco. Like, what is he smoking an e-cig? Like, what the hell is he doing on stage here smoking an e-cig after he gets out of the octagon? So Ariel Helwani of MMAfighting.com watches this. He's asking Nate questions, and Nate exhales right in front of Ariel, and Ariel being the great journalist that he is, he says, Nate, could you tell me what you're smoking there? And again, this is on camera. This is on stage. Nate Diaz could have said, nothing. Nah, vapor, nothing. It's just a vape, nothing. Instead, Nate says, it's CBD oil. It helps with the healing process and inflammation, stuff like that. So you want to get these before or after fights and training. It'll make your life a better place. Here's the problem. CBD oil is cannabinoid oil, a.k.a. oil from marijuana, from cannabis, from that plant. Now, the question is, what level of THC is in cannabinoid oil? But cannabinoid is one of 113 active cannabinoids in cannabis. Cannabinoids are banned in competition by the World Anti-Doping Agency. And there's a certain threshold that they consider to be illegal. USADA, which is what governs the UFC, uses the World Anti-Doping Agency's prohibitive substance list. In competition is considered the 6 hours before and 6 hours after. So Diaz appearing in the post-fight press conference inside the post-fight media tent would be clearly inside that six-hour window. MMA Fighting has a statement from USADA spokesperson Ryan Madden saying, quote, I can confirm that USADA is aware of the situation and is currently gathering information in order to determine the next appropriate steps. Cannabis is considered a specific substance by USADA. In other words, this is according to MMAfighting.com, it's not an anabolic or hormonal agent, but it's still prohibited in certain cases, like in competition. An athlete violating the policy for a specified substance can face up to a one-year suspension for doing so. USADA suspended a fighter for 9 months earlier this year for testing positive for marijuana metabolites in an in-fight, fight night drug test. Depending on circumstances, USADA can give cannabis users in competition anywhere from a public warning to a one-year suspension, depending on the circumstances. Now, there's a certain level where you have to test positive for when it comes to marijuana metabolites. It's essentially 150 grams per milliliter to be considered positive. However, Diaz fight night drug tests have not yet been returned, so no one knows if he tested positive or not. He was tested before he got to the press conference, so if he wasn't smoking that e-cig, that vaporizer, until he got there, then he wouldn't be considered it. However, USADA could consider his admission on microphone to smoking CBD oil to be considered a positive test, that he admitted to using it on camera, on microphone. The Nevada Athletic Commission has jurisdiction over Diaz because it happened in relation to his fight with McGregor at UFC 202. According to MMA Fighting, they have not responded to a request for comment. Diaz has never failed a drug test in his MMA career, but Nick Diaz, his brother, has 3 marijuana offenses in Nevada, including that 18-month suspension and the $100,000 fine he was hit with last year. Nick Diaz has still not repaid the Nevada Athletic Commission $75,000 of that $100,000 fine. That's why he was not allowed to work the corner for Nate Diaz at UFC 202. So this is really interesting. I was blown away when Nick answered the question, and I was blown away that the response on Twitter when I tweeted it out, at first I thought it was an e-cig, and then I just, you know, typed out the quote and saying it's CBD. What is that? You know, what is CBD oil? I didn't know what it was. And then the response from everybody on Twitter was, that's cannabinoid oil, aka marijuana. And I went, what? So it's THC? And people said, no, it's not marijuana with THC in it, but it is still marijuana. So now there's going to be a little gray area here, and I really hope that we're not looking at a suspension for Nate Diaz. Got to be a little smarter than that. You got to be a little bit, I mean, look, Nate does what Nate wants to do, but you just don't want to tempt anybody here. It's on video. He admitted to smoking it, and he smokes it on video. Now we'll wait for USADA to answer. Headlines next here on SB Nation Radio.